Hello, I am Joshua P. Warren, and this is Joshua P. Warren Daily. It is another exciting night for me here in Las Vegas. That is because we have tickets to good seats to go see live David Copperfield, the great illusionist. And I have been told that even if throughout his lengthy and illustrious career, David Copperfield has traveled to your town and you've seen him in person, it still pales in comparison to the magnificence of seeing David Copperfield in his own David Copperfield Theater, installed with all of his bells and whistles there at the MGM Grand Resort and Casino. And he does this show for, I think, at least two times, sometimes three times a day. He's been doing this for something like 13 or 14 years. So he's really got it down pat. And I have heard through the grapevine that at one point during his show, which is the best show he's ever created, that a real majestic, you know, Spielberg-style flying saucer materializes over the heads of the audience, and an alien gets out and comes down. Now, what interesting timing, if indeed that is the case. Here it is, the winter solstice, and so a lot of people are having kind of mystical experiences. And as you know, I suppose, I have been, I've continued to get emails from people who are concerned and perplexed over the recent disclosure that the Pentagon has been back engineering and studying UFO crash debris. And some people are paranoid and they're worried that this is leading up to some type of an event, setting the stage for an event where the military, the government fakes some kind of extraterrestrial invasion or something like that in order to get the permission or leeway to take some extreme measures to implement the agenda of the Illuminati and that kind of thing. And so, you know, look, hey, if there is something to that, then it's going to be really interesting to see what the master illusionist David Copperfield can produce. Because you'd think that if the government were going to try to pull off something like that in a physical way, not just some kind of piece of footage or whatever, they might have an interest in talking with David Copperfield about helping them to produce it, a la filmmaker Stanley Kubrick possibly being involved in faking some of the moon landing footage. Well, maybe you'd get David Copperfield to help you fake some kind of an alien encounter. And you know, that would not be unheard of at all, because during some of our greatest conflicts, especially World War II, Vegas and magicians and Hollywood special effects people saved our butts. I mean, the military would get magicians to go out and create illusions to camouflage entire factories where weapons were being manufactured, and to mislead the enemy in all kinds of different ways. So, you know, it's not that hard to believe that the government might be working with magicians. And the thing about David Copperfield is he is considered the most successful magician in history. When I was born, David Copperfield was already a magic expert, teaching magic in classes at universities and that sort of thing. He got started when he was a teenager. And, you know, he's done it all. He's made the Statue of Liberty disappear. I think they say he's going to try to make the moon disappear. We'll see how that works out. But anyway, David Copperfield, last I looked at Forbes, is worth, they said at that point, this was a few years ago, almost $1 billion. And they said that the only other sort of self-made entertainer that has broken that billion-dollar mark is Oprah. So that gives you an idea of just how rich David Copperfield is. But boy, he works hard for it. He always has been a very hard worker. And it's really weird to me that several years ago this press release came out. And maybe if you've never heard of this, I swear I'm not making this up. This press release came out saying that David Copperfield had taken a chunk of his wealth and decided to purchase some mystical property. And the story is that he claims he sat down with a map of the world. And I believe he said he drew a line from Easter Island to Stonehenge. And then he drew another line from the Great Pyramid of Giza to one of the big pyramids in Mexico. And right where they crossed was around the Bahamas. And so he felt compelled to go there and explore. And he started investigating this chain of islands that he purchased. Let's see, they are called Musha Cay in the Bahamas there, Musha Cay. And in this press release, David Copperfield claimed that one of the reasons he purchased that land is that when he got there and started exploring, that he and his colleagues, his very close colleagues, they literally found, finally, the Fountain of Youth. And that this is no joke, and that they were bringing in scientists to study it. And, of course, as soon as everybody heard that, they were like, well, surely he's got to be just, like, setting up some new illusion or some new tour that he's going to do. But this has been years ago, and he hasn't said that much more about it other than the latest I hear is that he still claims that it's true. People who have been able to go there say that there are some very restricted areas, and he claims that this is a liquid that is on the island at a certain spot, and that if you take a dead leaf and put it in there, it will basically revive and fill with life once again. Or if you take an insect that is almost dead and put in this liquid, the insect becomes good as new and goes zooming off and flying away. And I mean, he's really claiming that he has found some type of liquid that is extraordinary for its rejuvenation power. And David Copperfield right now is in his 60s, and if you go and look at recent photographs of him, he really does look just as young as he did when he was like in his late 30s or early 40s or something. So who knows? But I find it intriguing that a lot of magicians out there, a lot of these illusionists, they tend to take the kind of skeptical, amazing Randy view, like, well, I know all the tricks, and so that means everything's a trick. And so, therefore, I don't believe in any of this paranormal or supernatural stuff because I know how easily fooled people are. A lot of magicians take that point of view. But then there are magicians who they find that once they start doing tricks, that sometimes they get to a point on stage where they're in the middle of a trick and they actually sort of almost accidentally do something that is truly paranormal, that's truly psychic. And those guys, they believe that there is real magic, just like I do. And I believe that a lot of them think that these illusions are just sort of a stepping stone to get you in the right mindset for the real things to happen. It's kind of like practicing, and it helps you to sort of envision it. It kind of reminds you of the old motto, fake it till you make it. And I get the impression that Copperfield might be one of these guys who really does believe in magic. And that's why he incorporates much more of the what you might think of as like supernatural stuff into his point of view. And you don't see him out there sort of debunking things all the time. And instead, you know, he seems to understand that there is true wonder in this mysterious thing called life. And it makes you wonder also, like, why would a guy who is practically a billionaire go out and make up a story about the Fountain of Youth and put his reputation on the line? I mean, people are paying. Believe it or not, if you want to stay at Musha Cay, it costs $39,000 per day for a minimum of 4 days. And there are only a maximum of 24 people allowed at one time. And it's preferable for them all to be the same group. So you can run around naked and all that kind of stuff if you want to. And Copperfield says that this is the most beautiful place he's ever seen in all his travels. And people would go there regardless. And people go there and they pay that $39,000 a day, but they don't get to see the Fountain of Youth. This is a separate project. And so, you know, I don't know if I'm going to get an opportunity to talk to David Copperfield tonight. But if I do, I'm going to just ask him about this Fountain of Youth thing and just see what he says, because maybe there's something new that I don't know about. But based upon what I can find on the internet and based upon what I keep hearing, he's sticking to the story. He's saying that there really is something special on this island, and he's keeping it much more secretive than you would think. But on the other hand, hey, what's more valuable than immortality if you're the type of person who, you know, has a good mindset and you can stay healthy? Because, you know, the longer you live, the more you're going to learn, the more you'll be able to take advantage of opportunities, the more you'll figure out how to have fun sort of manipulating this reality. So I think the ability to be immortal and the ability to travel through time are the two most valuable things that we humans can imagine in terms of things we would cherish from a human perspective. So anyway, this is going to be interesting. If he really does, you know, make this UFO appear over our heads and the alien gets out and all that, I'm going to pay really close attention. I will never spoil a magician's tricks. And, you know, I myself, as you you probably know, I've been learning little magic tricks and stuff my whole life so that I could learn to tell the difference between what's real and what's a trick. And I definitely believe in that magician's code of, you know, keep the magician secret. So I'm not going to spoil anything. I'm not going to spill any beans. But I will describe for you what I see. And who knows? That might be a little insight into the kind of setup that would go into the government or some other organization actually trying to fake some type of a physical UFO encounter or alien encounter, the kind of thing that we hear out with Project Bluebeam and that sort of stuff from time to time. So I'll let you know. It's an exciting night, and I hope that you're having something, you're doing something fun for this winter solstice, because I don't know, there are people who believe that during the solstice it's a very powerful time for your thought, that your thoughts and feelings are magnified. So whatever you're doing, it needs to be positive, it needs to be wondrous, and it needs to capture the spirit for what you want to experience over the upcoming months. So I'll let you know how tonight goes. This is Joshua P. Warren Daily. I record one of these things about every day, which that's why I call it Joshua P. Warren Daily. It's always short. It's always free. If you go to joshuapwarren.com, you'll find a lot of cool stuff there to look at. But you'll also find a link to the podcast where you can subscribe. Follow me on Twitter, and I'll tweet when new ones are posted. But regardless, I hope that you will go and explore all the goodies on the website, joshuapwarren.com. There is no period after the P in joshuapwarren.com. Oh, yeah, one more thing. I'm working on something special here in the Vegas area, an event, just finalizing it for next year. So I'm not ready to talk about it yet, but I will tell you this. If you're planning to take a big plan, if you're planning to take a big trip in the first half of 2018, just hold off a little bit until you hear what I'm putting together, because you might just want to make that a trip to Vegas, okay? This is good stuff, I promise. All right, thank you for staying curious. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you again soon.